Benny Hayes is part of the family here on the Breakfast Club, and he's over at the Royal Ascot Carnival getting ready to watch Redkirk Warrior dominate on the global stage. He's been good enough to join us. G'day, Benny.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We are very, very well, mate. How's the world over there for a handsome young trainer travelling the globe?
Well, it's 9:20 at night, and we're definitely a few drinks down, but it's having a good night, and we're just finishing off there. I'm really enjoying the experience.
How big's the team over there from the Hayes Dabbinig Yard?
So we got the big boss.
Oh, the big boss.
Hayes, and yeah, big boss. And then we got Tom's back in Melbourne, and I'm here as well.
Ben, can you just explain to people back here how big the Royal Ascot meeting is?
I'd put it as good as the Spring Carnival. It's absolutely huge. And the amount of press that are interested in the Australian horses at the moment, it's absolutely incredible. And it's one of those unique carnivals. You dress up in your top hat and tails, and it's really got an air of it's fantastic. I'd put it on par with the Spring Racing Carnival.
And just what you're learning as a trainer, Ben? Just with this experience?
Yeah, so I've been really lucky. I've actually done two seasons over here when I was learning. I did one summer with Charlie Hills, who works in Lambourne, which is a different area to where Redcats at the moment. And then I did a summer with John Gosden as a pupil assistant. And he trains out in Newmarket. So I've had quite a bit of experience over here in England, made good friends. And, no, it's good. I'm learning a lot. You never know exactly what you're doing as a trainer. You learn on the job.
And is it helping you with that experience that you've had? I mean, the difference here is that you're travelling a horse, obviously, from Australia across to Ascot, and he's such a brilliant horse. Has that experience helped you, or is travelling horses completely different?
No. I had experience 3 years ago with Criterion.
Oh,
so he raced in Hong Kong. Yep, and then he had a couple of starts over here at Ascot. So I've actually done it before, and we've learnt from our mistakes, and hopefully we'll get it right this Saturday.
Ben, just further that, and you compared it to the Spring Racing Carnival here. What's the pressure like, the focus on every single race and even the fields that front up day in, day out?
Yeah, it's a very unique. They race 5 days in a row, and it's the best of the best. All of England, and they also get internationals from America, and we're the only Australian international, so the pressure's double. Whole of Australia expects Redkirk to run well. Dad and I and Tom really will feel the pressure, but the good news is he's travelled over really well. We're thrilled with his gallop on Saturday, and we really think he'll run well next Saturday.
Did I read correctly that you might have the great Frankie Dettori on board?
Yes, you read correctly. He's a fantastic jockey. He's ridden 56 winners at Ascot, the most winners anyone's ever ridden. And he knows the jockeys. He knows the track. And I couldn't think of anyone better to ride the horse.
Sounds like a pretty good combination to me, Benny. And Redkirk Warrior himself, what's the interest like from the press over there? Because 4 years ago, he won his maiden at Ascot, and he was a stayer at the time. He's come back to Australia and been recast as a sprinter. You found the sprinting gene in him. He's won multiple Group 1s. He's heading back to the Diamond Jubilee, the biggest race for sprinters during the Ascot Carnival. What's the coverage been like for him?
Really good. The English press have really loved the story that he won his first two races over 2,000 metres. And now he's coming back as one of Australia's top sprinters to Ascot to home score. So there's been a lot of interest in him, and I think he deserves it because he raced in Hong Kong. He almost got retired. They sent him to Australia hoping to prolong his career, and Arsaria Jules, he did a fantastic job, and he fixed his feet. So he's actually got a really unique, nice story. So English press definitely interested in the horse, and I've done plenty of interviews, that's for sure.
I'm sure that's right. And you said that everyone expects him to run well, and you talked about his gallop the other day. Are you confident that he is as cherry ripe as he can be going into this week?
Yeah, I am. He's travelled over well. He's a 7-year-old gelding, and he's travelled before, so he's handled it really well. And after his gallop on Saturday, like, I wasn't sure how it was going, because it had been 12 days since we gave him a hard gallop, and you just never know. And we gave him, we didn't give him a hard gallop, but the way he did it really gave Dad and I a bit of confidence, and we're expecting him definitely to come top three on Saturday.
But it is until Saturday, not till Saturday until you get really your teeth into the carnival. What happens till then? Do you go every other day and get involved, or you just sit back and watch idly by and wait for your moment?
Yeah, I'm letting my hair down Tuesday. so I'm going Tuesday. Everyone says it's the best day's racing, and I went 3 years ago, and basically, yeah, it's a great day's racing, and put my top hat and tails on, and I can relax a bit, and then Saturday will be game day. So it'll be a bit more stressful.
Well, it's very exciting for Australian racing. We've got Merchant Navy over there in the Diamond Jubilee as well, of course, these days in the hands of the great Aidan O'Brien. So it's going to be game on Donkey Kong between you two. Plenty of interest for Aussie punters. We love you here on The Breakfast Club, and all our listeners do as well, mate. We wish you the best of luck in the preparations for the Diamond Jubilee.
Yes, we need it. We need all the luck we can. So make sure they wish us luck.
No doubt they will, buddy. Enjoy tomorrow. We'll hopefully see some activity on social media. See how you're looking in the top hat and tails. Go well.
Thanks, guys. See you later.